This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 166, for Tuesday, December 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Tuesday in a show of independent strength as Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are lower. The January canola contract is up $5.70 at $583.80 per ton. The March contract is up $5.40 at $517.910 per ton. A trader says there's good commercial and spec demand for canola. The trader cautions there will be some technical resistance as prices approach recent contract highs. The upcoming principal field crops report from Stats Canada is also influencing the rise in canola prices. With farmers having yields above and below average this year, there is a bit of uncertainty as to what canola numbers will be when the report is released on Thursday. That said, it's widely believed Stats Canada is likely to lower its production from the 19.3 million tons it forecast in September. A higher Canadian dollar isn't having too much of an impact on canola prices either. The loonie is at 77.27 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.13. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that China is the top destination for Canadian canola. As of the end of October, China has imported more than 716,000 tons of canola so far in the 2020-21 marketing year. That's an 88% increase over this time last year. The United States Department of Agriculture says the U.S. winter wheat crop is 92% emerged as of November 29th, which is on par with the five-year average. As for the winter wheat crop condition, it's recouped the 3 points it lost last week, returning to 46% good to excellent. This also marks the last weekly crop progress report for 2020. The USDA will issue its first crop progress report of 2021 on April 5th. The USDA will release its crush data for October at 3 p.m. today. Market expectations call for a soybean crush of 195 million to 197.5 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The January contract is down 6.5 cents at $11.63 per bushel. January soy oil is down almost a half cent at 37.01 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is down 30 cents at $390.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday, with the March contract down a nickel at $4.21 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the March contract up a quarter cent at $2.92 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Tuesday. Chicago March is down 8 cents at $5.77. Kansas City March is also down 8 cents at $5.39. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 3 cents at $5.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 1st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.